Good day, world. This is Maria Liberati, and welcome to my podcast, The Maria Liberati Show, where food meets art, travel, and life. Lots of recipes, culinary stories, travels, and more from my Gourmand World award-winning book series and blog, The Basic Art of Italian Cooking. I can officially be called a Philadelphia Italian market baby. You see, I was inspired early on at the age of 4 by my shopping trips to the Italian market in Philly with my grandfather to get fresh breads, cheeses, pasta, vegetables, and fruits for our large, unforgettably flavorful Sunday dinners. Fast forward to a trip to Italy for my modeling career that became a 20-year life-changing experience that included learning old-world winemaking, cheesemaking at my family's vineyards and farm, studying the culinary arts, truffle hunting, having my portrait done by a famous Italian artist, working with some remarkable Italian chefs, doing culinary programs at some of Italy's most beautiful resorts and vineyards, creating my book series and trademark, appearing on Italian TV, and having my blog about Mozart featured in the National Museum of Vienna, Austria, and my 300,000 blog subscribers can attest to all this. I'm looking forward to having you as a special guest during my podcast with other interesting, fun, and entertaining special guests where we will be making a connection through food to art, travel, and life. Hope to see you then. And my special guest today, well, we're traveling to Stockholm, Sweden today. And my special guest is chef author Stefan Ekengren, who is the author of a book that's all about potatoes and cooking with potatoes. And it's called, Stefan, did you say Potato Total?
Yes, it's Potato Total. Yeah.
Total. So tell us, how did you decide to do this book? Is this your first book?
No, it's my third book here. So I've done one book about the traditional Swedish food in common, and one book about the festivities here in Sweden, and this is my third book. So, I've been thinking a long time about doing a book about potatoes because it's such a important ingredients for everybody, for every chef, and for everybody that eats.
Yes.
So that was why we did it about potatoes. So
what kind of potato is popular in Swedish cuisine? Is there a specific, like, are the white potatoes, the sweet potatoes? Is there one?
No, it's mainly the white potatoes here. So and. It's only the white potatoes. So a little bit about the sweet potatoes, but not so much as I think that you have. Is it more popular with sweet potatoes in the States or?
Yes. Well, half and half, you know, because they do French fries with the white potatoes. But in the South, sweet potatoes are really popular. Yeah. They're more popular, but sweet potatoes are popular also. So what kind of recipes, do you do recipes with all types of potatoes in the book?
Yeah, I do it with the starch potatoes and the other potatoes that is not, but it's everything is pomfrit and so it's a potato gratin, and it's all the things that I think that you are eating in the States also. Huh? So but we have our specialties here in Sweden also, you know, the Hasselback potato, you know that one?
Yes, I do, but maybe you can tell our audience what that is.
That's the kind of potato that we use for the Sunday roast here in Sweden. It's our specialty because you take the potatoes and you cut it in thin slices, but not through the whole potatoes. So it gets thinly sliced, but you have the whole potatoes, you know, and then you put it in a form, and then you have butter and oil and some salt and pepper on top of it, and then you cook it in the oven, so it gets a little bit crispy on the top, but you know, moist and creamy in the middle. Mm-hmm. That's Hasselback potatoes. It's that's Sweden's the most popular potatoes in Sweden, I think, especially for when you eat the Sunday roast or something like that, and the weekends.
Uh-huh.
So that's, of course, a part of the
book. Is that an old traditional dish or is that something new? Because I've learned about that not too long, like a few years ago. But is that something in the tradition of Sweden?
I think it's a little bit about tradition. It's not hundred years, a couple of hundred years old. It's not that like that, but it's, I think it's tradition. I ate it when I was small. So
okay, so it's been there. It's been around.
Yeah, it's
then.
Been there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, and
and
yes.
It's typical for Sweden, I think. And the good thing about it is that when it comes abroad, it keeps its name, Hasselback potatoes. So that's Hasselback. That's it's a name of a place here. It's the name of a restaurant here in Stockholm.
And that's where it was probably invented, maybe.
It was invented there, I think. But I think it was invented there, but I'm not sure because the story is a little bit go through. It's they are debating about the upcoming
the origins. Origins. Okay. Yes. Yes. So it's also. It's the name of a town in Sweden, Hasselback?
No, it's a restaurant. It's a restaurant here.
Oh, it's a restaurant in
Sweden. Yeah, it's a restaurant here in Stockholm. So a traditional restaurant called Hasselbacken in Sweden. But so the story is that an intern there get up to the chef de cuisine and said, "Hey, I have an idea about a potato." And you know, this is in the 60s or the 50s in Sweden, in Stockholm here. And, the attitude in the restaurants was a little bit more tough, you know. It was a little bit, so it was quite admiring that he got up to the chef de cuisine and said that he had an idea. It was these potatoes. But the recipe is in a book from the late 70s century, you know. So the story is quite right, you know. So that's the debate. Did he come up with it? Or did someone else come up with it? So,
but
the name is Hasselbacken, and the place is Hasselbacken.
It's Hasselbacken, yes.
Yeah.
So, what other dishes? I'm not extremely familiar with Swedish cuisine. What other potato dishes are traditional in Swedish cuisine?
You do something like we do kind of the most traditional dish, I think, that is just the whole dish around the, because this Hasselbacken is just a garnish for if you eat the steak, but we have some dishes that the potato is the central, and we have one thing that called ragmunk, and that's a kind of a potato pancake. That you slice the potato, you take the potato and finally chop it, or take it on a I don't know the English name of it. You know when you
dice
it, kind of dicing, you know, kind of smash it.
Oh, okay.
Like a potato, like a pancake dough. And you fry like these potato pancakes.
Yes.
And then you eat it with crispy bacon and lingonberries.
Oh wow!
That's really, really popular here in Sweden to eat. That's the whole dish that works around the potatoes. So really traditional. And then you do what more do you have? You have a kind of gnocchi, but it's filled with pork. Also, we call it kroppkakor, body cakes, strictly pronounced.
Right,
and that's also traditional, but that's not so. You know those. These recipes with like kind of gnocchis, I think is traditional all over Europe, you know.
Yes.
But this kroppkaka is also traditional. You'd make kind of like a small tennis ball filled with pork, and then you boil it in water, and then you eat it also with lingonberries. A lot of food is with lingonberries.
With lingonberries, yes, I noticed.
But we do also. Like you do potato gratin, we do pomfret, do chips, of course. So, yeah.
That sounds great. All delicious recipes. So is there one recipe that's like your favorite potato recipe?
I think a really, really, really great potato gratin. Yes. You do potato gratin?
Yes, yes.
When you get a really, really great, a good, creamy, well-tasting, just perfect with garlic and salt and black pepper and cream and some milk and this thinly sliced potato. You have a gratin with some nice cheese on the top.
Yes.
I think that's the best thing. When everything comes around, I think that's the best.
That's the best. Yeah, it is. It's delicious.
It's really, really delicious. Yeah,
it
yeah.
is. It's very good, especially if it's brown and bubbly on top.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, the day after. If you do a big one, so and then you heat it up, and the day after it's almost better the day
Oh,
after.
yes. The taste is just, I know exactly what you're talking about. Oh my goodness. Really good. So Stefan, I usually try to ask my food guests this question at the end of their interview. What does food mean to you? So can you tell my audience, what does food mean to you as a chef?
Food.
What does
Yeah,
it mean to you? Do you have any?
food for me is mostly it's memories, I think, because it's food. It's all, obviously it's food that I need to eat. And I like to eat tasty food, and like to have it. I don't think it's going to be interesting every time, but if you should say something that I think is strong about food is memories, because I love to eat food and like create food that comes from memories from our childhood. And I think a lot of food is and tastes are coming from your childhood, when memories from your childhood or when you grow up. So for me, if I should say everything besides that it's the food you need to eat and you need it to be tasty.
Uh-huh.
I think it's memories. I think memories is a big, strong thing for me as a chef. And I create a lot of dishes from memories and from. I want it to be. You don't have to be strict that it's a copy of your memory. But if you can find some little bit of ingredients, so a little bit of hinge from, what you know, call it hinge, but a little bit from your memories when you were small or something. When another memory from when you met your partner or something like that.
Yes.
I think that's a key thing for me with food.
Exactly. I love it. I love that. Yes, because memories make the food interesting too.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Know, it's not
yeah.
just, that's great. I
yeah,
love
you
that.
Can feel a little smell or something, or a little crispy, something like, or something how you eat it, or something. It could be anything. So
exactly. Yes. Anything just brings that memory back, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
wonderful. Thank you so much, Stefan, for being here.
Thank you.
Where can people find the book? Is it online, on Amazon or anything?
I think it's online on Amazon. I think it's going to come to the stores also. So I hope so. So.
Oh, that's great. Yes. Yeah. Is it released already or?
Yeah, it's released. Yeah, it's released. Yeah,
it
yeah,
is.
Released.
Okay, great. And can people find you? Are you at a specific restaurant if we visit Stockholm?
Yeah. So I have a restaurant called Hantverket.
Okay. And where's that in Stockholm?
Yeah, in the middle of Stockholm, yeah.
Okay.
Big coastal restaurant, simple food. Not simple food, but it's not a fine dining restaurant. It's a big steamy restaurant food created in the way that I told you about, is with memories and based on traditional Swedish food and European food.
Yes.
So middle of Stockholm, yeah.
That's great. Well, we'll definitely have to take a trip out there to see you. Thank you so much for being here and much success with your book. And hopefully we'll see you in the near future with any other books that you have coming out. It's been a pleasure. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Sizzle in the Kitchen with me and my Gourmand World award-winning book series, The Basic Art of Italian Cooking. Unleash your inner chef and transform your meals into Italian masterpieces. Get your copy today of The Basic Art of Italian Cooking, Holidays and Special Occasions, The Basic Art of Italian Cooking, Da Vinci Style, and The Basic Art of Italian Cooking, and taste the passion of Italy. You can get your copies on Amazon.com, at MariaLiberati.com, at ArtOfLivingPrimaMedia.com, on Kindle, and anywhere books are sold.
And my guest today is Ashley Shoring. She's from Confessions of a Grocery Addict. Is that right? Yes, I got
that
it
is
right.
Right.
She's become a regular. So she shares tips with us on how to save money on buying groceries and lots of interesting things. So I know she had some interesting topics planned for today. Ashley, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Maria. I love to be here. So I'm sure everybody at this point has heard about the Boar's Head outbreak with Listeria. And so I figured today maybe we could talk about making your own deli meat at home, which is something I've been doing for a long time because it's just cheaper.
Yes. And it's safer, apparently.
It is safer. Yeah, it's gotten weird.
Yes, definitely.
So last night, or yesterday, I guess, was my day off. And my husband and I had snagged a couple of sirloin roasts from Costco. It was like $22 for 5 pounds. So we smoked one and then we baked the other in the oven. And so now we have, 2 weeks worth of delicious roast beef sandwiches to. And then you can also just do the same thing with turkey breast, with your own chicken breast. So ham, all of those things can be made by yourself at home. Just look for recipes. They're very simple. And then slice them very thin, or you can get on Amazon an actual deli slicer for like 75 bucks.
And it's probably healthier because I understand that deli meats, they put lots of, chemicals,
nitrates and
all kinds of things that are really bad for you. So it's a lot. It's not only more economical, but it's definitely healthier, too. So that's
and it's simple too. Like the roast beef, I just added garlic, rosemary, salt, pepper, and olive oil. And that's all you need.
Wow. And that sounds delicious. Yeah. Really flavor. So yeah, definitely. Very, very good. And I know you were going to share with us some tips about, because fall is here. So everybody is talking about soups, and soups are such a simple, easy, I think, thing to make, and they're so comforting also. So
I am a total soup fanatic, and I'm one of those people that will eat it all year round.
Me too. I love soup. I love soup. And the thing is, you can just throw in like all your leftover stuff and make a great soup. So
yeah, it's such a good like pantry or crisper drawer clean out. I love it so much. But one thing that my friends and I do every year, kind of around this time, is a soup swap. So we all come up with a couple of soup recipes. You know, if you're busy, you can do just one soup recipe for each person. Right. Make a big batch, and then you buy the little deli containers, the plastic to-go containers, and distribute them to your friends. Everybody signs up so you can see what the soups that other people are making are. Try to avoid any dairy, like cream-based doesn't work, but coconut milk stuff works fine. And then everybody makes their stuff, they label it and put it in little containers, and then you have a party, like a cookie exchange party, but it's all soup. And for as many containers as you bring, you get to take that many containers away, and then you can stock your freezer with stuff that your nearest and dearest have made for you, and you have easy stuff to eat for dinner whenever you need it.
Wow, that sounds like a fun idea. Also, it sounds like a lot of fun, something that, it's a fun idea, and it's a good way to have a get together. And but also, you get different flavors of soup that were all homemade. So that's a great idea.
It works with stews and chilies and all of that kind of stuff too. But yeah, it's just nice to have the variety, because I have a 2-person household. So we'll make a big pot of soup. And then, after the fourth day, we're ready to move on to the next thing.
Exactly. That's a great idea. I love that soup swap idea. That's great. Anything else, Ashley? Any other tips or anything you want to add?
I think that was all I had for today. Just quick and simple.
Exactly. That's great. So Ashley, again, is from Confessions of a Grocery Addict. And you can find the blog online. And she'll be back next week. We're going to be talking pasta next week, because we're doing a lot of pasta this month. So we'll be talking pasta. So listen in for Ashley also. Ashley, thanks so much for being here. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Maria. I love being here.
Okay.
Embark on a culinary journey with me and my Gourmand World award-winning book series, The Basic Art of Italian Cooking. Discover the secrets to authentic Italian dishes that will wow your family and friends. Bring the essence of Italy to your table. Grab your copy of The Basic Art of Italian Cooking, Holidays and Special Occasions, The Basic Art of Italian Cooking, Da Vinci Style, and The Basic Art of Italian Cooking at Amazon.com and anywhere books are sold, along with MariaLiberati.com and ArtOfLivingPrimaMedia.com. Thanks for listening to The Maria Liberati Show. And thanks to this week's special guests. And next week, you know, it is Italian American Month, this month of October. And also coming up is World and National Pasta Day. So in the next few episodes, we're going to be having some special guests telling us some pasta tips and recipes and just lots of different facts about pasta. So please stay tuned for our next upcoming episodes also. And you can find more info on this week's guests on the blog for The Maria Liberati Show at themarialiberatishow.com. And don't forget, you can also watch us on the YouTube channel, The Maria Liberati Show, and you can download my podcast, The Maria Liberati Show, anywhere podcasts are heard. You can find that anywhere online. And you can also find me at MariaLiberati.com, on Pinterest at Maria Liberati, on Facebook at Chef Maria Liberati, on Instagram at Maria Liberati. And sometimes we do run contests to win some of my books on Instagram. So follow me there, on Twitter or X at Maria Liberati, on Vimeo at Maria Liberati. And let's see, you can also find my Gourmand World award-winning book series, The Basic Art of Italian Cooking. There are many in the series. You can find that on artoflivingprimamedia.com or my website, marialiberati.com. And if you can't find any of the books that you're looking for, you can also find them in bookstores. But if you can't locate them, you can send us an email at info@marialiberati.com. And just a reminder, I will be doing my Taste of Italy tour at the Bucks County Community College in Newtown, Pennsylvania, for the Continuing Education Department. There are 4 sessions taking place, some in October, some in November. You can still register, although registration is limited. You can call the Bucks County Community College in Newtown and ask for the Taste of Italy class in the Continuing Ed Department. And on Saturday, November 9th, I will be part of the Bucks County Authors Fair at the Doylestown Free Library in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. That's from 10:30 in the morning till 1 p.m. So please join me there for a book signing. I'll be signing copies of most of my books there also. And there will be a lot of very interesting books and authors represented there as well. So please join us. And I'm going to leave you with this thought in honor of, as I mentioned, it's World Pasta Day and National Pasta Day this month and Italian American Month. I'm going to share with you a quote from Sophia Loren. Everything you see, I owe to spaghetti. Until next time, peace, love, and pasta. Sizzle in the kitchen with me and my Gourmand World award-winning book series, The Basic Art of Italian Cooking. Unleash your inner chef and transform your meals into Italian masterpieces. Get your copy today of The Basic Art of Italian Cooking, Holidays and Special Occasions, The Basic Art of Italian Cooking, Da Vinci Style, and The Basic Art of Italian Cooking, and taste the passion of Italy. You can get your copies on Amazon.com, at MariaLiberati.com, at ArtOfLivingPrimaMedia.com, on Kindle, and anywhere books are sold. embark on a culinary journey with me and my Gourmand World award-winning book series, The Basic Art of Italian Cooking. Discover the secrets to authentic Italian dishes that will wow your family and friends. Bring the essence of Italy to your table. Grab your copy of The Basic Art of Italian Cooking, Holidays and Special Occasions, The Basic Art of Italian Cooking, Da Vinci Style, and The Basic Art of Italian Cooking at Amazon.com and anywhere books are sold, along with MariaLiberati.com and ArtOfLivingPrimaMedia.com.